My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
A Kings Island Gold Pass is your ticket to unlimited visits this year and all through 2025. Make the park your own with access to 2 years of tricks and treats, Halloween Haunt, and Winterfest, plus an expanded Soak City featuring the all-new dual racing water coaster River Racers coming in 2025. All for our lowest price of the season. Just 10 payments of $9 after initial payment plus applicable taxes and fees. Hurry, price goes up September 3rd. Get your Gold Pass at visitkingsisland.com.
And by the way, this has all been stamped with great performances. The team sucked a year ago. That is why they have her. That is why she is on this team. So, of course, that there were going to be some struggles, right?
Yep.
I don't believe LeBron made the playoffs his first year. It takes time, for that to change. But you're already seeing it within the first year.
Right.
And by the way, they front-loaded the ever loving hell out of that Fever schedule. She played like the Aces and the Sun and all the good teams like every game. It felt like right. For the first month of this because they wanted to get on TV,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So now that you're seeing a little bit of schedule balance, you know now the Fever are 11-14. You know now they're
came
coming
around.
They're coming right along.
Yeah.
So my whole thing is just like, however you may feel about, and I understand that maybe the veteran standpoint is. The game is the game. We've been doing this for forever. The game is not that different, you know, than it was in 2004, and we didn't have any interest. So I understand like that on a human level, but it's here now. It's regardless of why, what, when, how, whatever the dynamics. Don't care. It's going to be better for everybody that Caitlin Clark is not only here but she's good, not only good, probably great, and she's. She's won the Rookie of the Year award, no question about it. By the way, Angel Reese, very, very good player. Like, very, very promising player. Nobody can really hold her. You know, like, she's a problem. She's not the Rookie of the Year, though, because Caitlin Clark exists. That shouldn't make you mad. That should not make anybody mad, by the way. Like, I feel like it is just that obvious, and it's been obvious the whole time. The only reason why we were having the discussion is because of this sort of fake double-double thing. Like, oh, we're gonna hunt points down 15 with 12 seconds left, you know? I mean, that's the whole thing. It's like this sort of arbitrary, oh, I got to get 10 rebounds and I'll be in the Rookie of the Year. No, it's just, unfortunately, it's just not going to happen. It's not going to happen. But, yeah, I think Caitlin sewed it up, in the last, I think she had like, I don't know, 29 and 13 the game before that. I mean, she's different, bro. I mean, she's different. And she's a great role model. Every time she's been faced with some BS, which she has been, she's been forced to answer for things that she has nothing to do with. She has done so. This is why I love Jason not being here for this because I get to get on the Caitlin Clark solo.
Yes.
She has handled
the pro
with grace and humility and professionalism every step of the way. And they have thrown every possible like controversy, you know, dynamic at her, and they've tried to you know basically ascribe blame to her. For things that other people do, which is absurd, because we don't hold Trevor Lawrence fans accountable for, you know, we don't hold him accountable for his fans' behavior, but all of a sudden we're going to hold Caitlin Clark accountable for what people who pretend to be fans of her on Twitter are saying. She's handled it every single step of the way. Like, I would want my daughter to look up to Caitlin Clark. Like, Caitlin Clark's a great role model for young girls, in my opinion. And yeah, they beat the Mercury 95-86, and Caitlin Clark had 20-13 wow. and 6. And she's the first, obviously, rookie to have a triple-double in the WNBA. And we ain't talking doubles. We talking about triples. And she makes a lot of them, and she had the first triple-double in the history of the WNBA. So, listen, I'm prepared. How long can I go on Caitlin Clark? I mean, I'm prepared to.
It's your show. You get the whole show if you want to do Caitlin Clark radio.
We can start back at her humble beginnings.
We can go through the Iowa history, yeah.
You know, she has, she is the first. I don't know if even LeBron had this. She has an entire, Panini has released an entire card collection of her.
The Clark edition.
Yes, of her. You buy a box, it's the Caitlin Clark collection. It's like,
man, that's a lot of pictures.
It's a lot of pictures, and it's got like, it's going back to her
back in the day,
kid days.
Yeah.
Like, but that's Caitlin Clark. You know what I'm saying? They know people will buy.
It is.
Thank you, Caitlin.
No, you did a really nice thesis on this, and I'm going to give you a round of, give you a round of applause. John can be, Jason, when he gets back, can go the other side of this thing. But I will say it's sort of like the NBA, you know, as well from their rookie of the year when we talk about Edie, because when you are a scorer and a scoring guard, it's just a better chance for you to. This is a little defense, I guess, of Angel. When you're a guard, you have more cracks at the whip. Now, Wemby, I think, is an exception to this because he's just he's a freaking gazelle and he can handle it. He can, you know, he's a wizard with the ball.
Yep.
Holmgren is a little different too because he can shoot it and he's big. But like when you're a guard, it's just a little easier to do these things.
Yes, it is.
Because you're going to score.
It is.
You know, you got the ball in your hands a lot. It's just easier.
I think that's why it was going to be tough for Angel to win that award. Like,
yeah. You're just not. You don't have the ball in your hand as much.
Yeah. No, I mean, she gets quite a few attempts, quite a few shots, but
that's fair.
You know, it's just not. It wasn't going to happen. I mean, again, she's a very very good player and she's got a very promising future.
Not the rookie of the year.
Just not the rookie of the year. And that's okay. Yeah. A lot of great players have not been rookie of the year before.
This is fair.
I mean, a lot of people finished second, third. Like you mentioned Chet Holmgren, he was second. Like,
yeah.
There's a lot of guys. Zion Williamson was not rookie of the year. I mean, it's just
hurt too much.
Yeah. But, you know, it's just
got to be healthy.
Part of the game, part of the deal. Only one can win. And that's going to be earmarked for our GOAT. CC, no doubt about that. We'll come back. Adam Chernoff going to join us at 12:25. We'll talk to him about the NFL preseason, some regular season win totals, help you make a little bit of money. Stick around. Jason and John, 90 Turn FM, ESPN. Top of the rundown. Let's get it.
It's the rundown with the biggest stories of the day from Jason and John on 92.9 FM ESPN. First story.
I totally forgot that the United States men's team was playing in Abu Dhabi.
Oh.
In an exhibition.
Okay.
As we speak against Australia. It's 64-41 right now.
So we're kicking their ass.
Yes. I don't know what the point spread was before the game started. It's 34.5 now. But let's see who are the United States leaders here is the question. It looks like Devin Booker and Anthony Edwards are kind of carrying the workload, although it's balanced as always, right?
Yeah.
Bam's 3 of 3, AD's 3 of 8, Booker's 3 of 5, Anthony Edwards 4 of 7. So again, they're up by a lot. Australia's not going to be a threat for us.
Light work.
64-41 is the score right now. I believe then they go from this scrimmage, and then I think they have another one. They have another exhibition against Serbia.
Oh, your homeland.
That's right. My homeland indeed.
The family there. Serbia's team, I'm assuming they suck. No disrespect.
No, they're great. They have Jokic.
Oh, yeah, they do have him. But he's in bar, you know, this is the time of the year where he kind of kicks back and chills out and, you know, he's like fishing with his hands.
Well, he's had more, you know, he's had more time. Mm-hmm. You know, he got eliminated earlier this year, so.
That's true. Yeah, a relaxing time. He's not in it.
Yeah. Because he did not play in the World Cup last year for that reason.
Yeah.
So he's definitely been looking forward to this. Okay. Yeah. You know, so, yeah, it's it goes. You got the scrimmage today against Australia, and then Wednesday at 9 a.m. it will be Serbia.
Okay,
all of these Abu Dhabi, both of these. Then you have South Sudan in London on the 20th, and then you will play Germany in London on the 22nd. Those two games. These two today and Wednesday will be on FS1. The 20th and the 22nd will both be on Fox.
Okay.
So if you're you just don't seem like you're locked in. Are you is it because it's a foregone conclusion for you?
I thought our toughest test was Canada, and I saw what happened against Canada, particularly in the second half. Like at the beginning, I was like, "Oh, you know, Canada's up for the challenge. These bubblers are going to come in here and make it a competition. Dylan Brooks is going to talk some smack and really put up a fight." The problem is they are thin, and they do not have enough pro players. I mean, once you get down to about their seventh or eighth dude, it's pretty, because our second unit, that's what I learned, was like once we wait, it doesn't even matter if our first unit doesn't have it going and we got LeBron out there and KD. When you bring in like Anthony Davis off the bench and then like Devin Booker as your two guard, like good luck. You know, I'm not as interested after saw what happened last week against Canada. That's my point.
Right. No, I get it.
I saw the best, and I saw us kick the crap out of the best. I'm pretty good now.
Yeah, I think that's probably a big part of it, is that, like, you know,
if Edie were playing, I would be watching.
Right.
But
right. There's no Grizz influence.
Yeah, there's no Jaren's not playing for Team USA.
Right.
So with no Grizzlies on it, you know who the pros are. It's basically our all-stars, you know, and our biggest names. You know, there's no Ja Morant.
Yep.
And yeah, I'm locked out. I'm sorry.
It is amazing. I was thinking about this yesterday as I'm watching the Summer League in real basketball in middle of July.
Yeah.
There is no offseason in basketball.
No, not at all. I thought this, Stacey and I were talking about it. She's like, I thought we were in the offseason. I'm like, well, between summer league,
yep,
free agency, because
yep,
it goes, think about the postseason. They, yep, now string the friggin' postseason. Like, yep, the Boston Celtics just won the NBA title.
A month ago.
1 month ago.
Yeah.
So if you follow that up a week later with
the draft,
free agency
on the first,
everybody's
now summer league.
And you get right in, and you have two waves of summer league. You essentially have no offseason.
I actually
we're
think,
still waiting on a contract, by the way.
As for with Kennard.
With Kennard.
I actually think that's something that the NBA is lacking.
Yeah.
Because there's never any time to miss it. There's never any time to miss NBA basketball, because it's constantly, in this case, in this year, it especially is true because you have the Olympics that are stretching into August.
Yeah, but here's what I would argue, and I'm not arguing it heavily, so argue is probably a strong word. But like the NFL has such a good brand and product, they are year-round. And so everybody's looking at the NFL like, what kind of TV shows can we put together? What kind of event can we do? What can we do with our contract or our draft to try to replicate what the NFL does? And the answer may be you're just not as good as the NFL.
Well, I mean, that's nobody is. But, I mean, there is a six-month period where you're not talking about watching, consuming NFL content. Yeah, there
but
might be a show.
We're still talking about it, though.
Well, we'll talk about it so much. We'll talk about it now.
Like in April, we talk about the NFL draft for a damn month.
Well, it depends on the quarterbacks involved. Yes.
Yeah.
But I just feel like the NFL also does give you a little time to breathe, in that, you know, you're not talking about it in May. You're not really talking about it.
So you're
in June.
Arguing like the missing of the NFL is so bad, like that's something we do not get at all.
You anticipate.
Yeah.
You never have
like a
time
good Christmas
to anticipate the NBA season, because it never ends.
I've always liked being in an NBA, particularly for my job. Like, selfishly, it does. Like, this month, think about if we didn't have Summer League. We would be.
I'm appreciative. Believe me.
Like, I feel like, and so maybe I'm jaded a little bit by my job, because I'm like, man, I want to talk about the draft and
like,
number nine pick.
I just think the average person is like, oh my God, NBA, like again? Like,
I think that's true. Like my wife, who is an average, and Jake are both average NBA fans.
Like, I mean, we're still like, Brandon Miller's out there for I thought the season ended in April.
That's fair.
Like,
that's fair.
You know, so again, do I think it's like a big difference? No. I mean, people who love the NBA want more NBA, you know, and Summer League, I will say, is just, it's terrible basketball.
It does suck if you work for the franchise, though, because I know folks that work for the Grizzlies, and it's like, especially our beat writers, you never get away from it.
That's 100% true.
You never get months of time to get away from it.
Well, like, in the case of Drew Hill, for example.
There's a good example.
Drew Hill, he told me this yesterday. It was
outrageous. Never get away from it. You don't even, you may get away from it for your honeymoon. That's an exception to the rule.
Drew Hill left his house on June 29th.
Oh, boy.
And he has not been back. and he will not be back until the 18th.
That's the gig.
You know, now,
that's the
gig. I think he took a few days in Florida before he went to Salt Lake, but that's the point. It's like,
that's the job.
He's got to be on the road that long. I mean, as someone now with two children, no chance.
There are a
no
few,
chance.
People have asked me all the time, are you sorry you didn't like stay with the playbook? Because I did play-by-play when I was a kid, like 18, 19, 20, and I did it high school ball.
Yeah.
It is, like what Eric does in these guys, you sacrifice a lot family-wise. Because,
no question.
And I know that sounds very trite, but it's true. Like months of a time, 8 to 9 months, you turn your life over to following the franchise and calling the games.
I don't think people really realize it. Like yes, it is like fun.
It's fun. And you're in a great hotel.
And it's a great gig.
Yeah.
But it's incredibly difficult. Again, when you become a parent, I think is really when, you know.
I think that's fair.
Like, it's incredibly difficult to imagine a 4-game road trip, right?
I got no interest.
I mean, I'm going to be away from my house for a week. I'm going to be away from my house
and
for a
I'm
week and a half.
And I'm not a millionaire either. Like, the dudes who are
exactly.
doing it, who are making the real money.
Exactly.
Like whatever. There's an over-under to this.
There is no doubt. There is no question.
It'd be one thing if you and I were having this conversation and you're talking about a job that is paying you $10 million a year.
Absolutely.
Then and that's, it changes.
And that's like the vet minimum now. But like you know, there's no – you're willing to put up with – you know, whatever you got to put up with.
Well, even yesterday, like the MLB just had their draft, and there are 30 selections, and those dudes will make $1.5 to $3 million for their signing bonus.
Right.
Now, that is amazing money, and it changes your life, and that goes into your bank account. The challenge is getting that next contract where you're.
Oh, they're going to be grinding.
Because you're going to now go on a bus in Birmingham.
No doubt.
Buddy.
With no guarantee.
Yeah. You do get now, they have a contract with the MLB where they get, I think they have a stipend of $30,000 a year, and they got some housing, and they've improved their living conditions through the collective bargaining agreement for the minor leagues.
But it's still better.
But, like, buddy, you are not a you're not a generational millionaire like the dudes we're talking about who have an NBA contract.
Yeah. You're not Reed Shepard.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, no. Think
about this, kids, as you make that career path to get into journalism.
Yeah. Journalism is, It has to be a labor of love.
It must.
It has to be a
it's
labor
a
of
fact.
Love.
It's a fact.
And it's honestly a job that I could not have done if I had my kids, you know, earlier. I didn't have my first until I was basically 30.
Yeah.
You know, and so like, and you know.
By then you're established in this.
Exactly.
Thing. Yeah.
Like, but you know, if you're not established and you are trying to make a career, I mean, I'm not saying it can't be done. But it's going to be incredibly, and you better make damn sure because you know there's a real chance that you know with all the time that it's going to take, it's intensive.
Yeah,
it's not manual labor. Okay, it's not manual labor in that way, but
it's attention labor.
It's attention labor. It's time labor. Mm-hmm. It's presence labor. How are you supposed to make relationships with people if you're not there,
right.
If you're not face-to-face with them, if you don't know them? It's very difficult. You know, you could be an amazing writer. I mean, you could be that, but, I mean, it's hard. Writing's hard.
Very difficult. And folks don't focus as much on reading nuance pieces.
It's an information game. I mean, it always has been. I think it always will be.
Sure.
You know, could the talent be presenting that information in a more compelling way? Sure. Mm-hmm. But... yeah, man, it's
a hard game.
I don't know exactly how we got there, but it is true though. It is true, you know, that we're talking about the NBA offseason. Yeah. That's what we were talking about. That you know, it's just
there is
it's
no
demanding.
Downtime.
The schedule is incredibly demanding. You're never getting away from it, and that's fine. If you love basketball, it's fine. It's just Summer League is just a different product, man. It's pretty terrible.
Well, sports talk radio is hard in the summer.
Oh, yeah. We don't have to – yeah, I mean, this is crazy.
This is when you earn this is when you earn your money because, you know, in the fall, it'll be because Ron and I joke about it all the time. He's like, boy, there's a lot going on in sports. I'm like, just, buddy, wait till July when we're talking about is Edie playing or not.
That's true. That and listen, I mean it does make the gig easier that you know there's
good for us.
Local team that's playing basketball games. And look, I mean Gigi's out there and Laravia's out there, and it's like there's like some meaning to how those guys do or don't perform. But yeah, I can't get you excited about the Australian game. It's 70-57. I mean it's a game.
Okay, we've got it within 13.
It's a game. So, I mean, I don't know how we feel about this for the United States.
Are we coasting too much? Are we not paying attention?
Yeah, maybe so. Who's Australia got? Who they got out there? They got
Dante Hampton? No, he's playing summer league.
No, I don't think he's naturalized yet.
Sorry.
Damn.
Wrong dude.
Tough one. Dante Exum, Josh Green.
Okay.
Will Magne, Jack McVay.
Who are these
Joe
dudes?
Ingles.
Okay, I know Joe.
Josh Giddey.
No Giddey.
Patty Mills. Jock Landale.
That's a decent roster. You got no bigs, but you got, I mean, that's a good group of guards there.
Good.
Patty Mills. I mean, they're of name. How's that?
Yeah, I mean, Patty was good between in Patty, 2010.
Patty, he wreaked havoc on the Grizzlies, bro. Yeah. Like, Josh Giddey and next to Patty Mills, who would have thought?
I mean, Patty Mills is 35 years old.
I mean, he has been such a damn Grizz killer, though. It brings up bad feelings when you say his name.
That's the inspiration
killed
of my
it.
Namesake,
he was a killer,
Patty
bro.
Mills. Patty Pump, Patty Mills.
My guy killed the Grizzlies.
Yeah, he's out there. He's out there. He's doing it for his home country.
He's an Aussie, huh?
And, yeah, he is.
So we need to put a little shrimp on the Barbie here and get it going.
Sorry. We got to do something. 73-57 is your current score there. Okay. One more before we get to Adam.
Next story.
So there's a guy I follow on Twitter. His name is Brad Powers. Brad Powers is a professional sports bettor. It's what he does. He has power ratings. He does a podcast. Hands out some free picks occasionally, and he is just going through his numbers today, and he tweeted, college football teams that I have favored in 11 games this fall. Now, this doesn't mean that he's going to be right. This doesn't mean that all these teams are going to win 11 games this year. He's just saying when he makes these numbers for each individual game, these are the teams that he has favored in 11 of 12.
Okay.
Here are the teams. Utah, Texas State, Texas, Penn State, Oklahoma State, Ohio State, Miami, LSU, Liberty, Iowa, Florida State, Boise State, Appalachian State.
Memphis.
Bop, bada, bop, bada, bop, bop, bop.
Wow. Freaking go.
Brad Powers has Memphis favored in 11 of 12 games this year, obviously the one being Florida State.
Okay.
So, because he's got Florida State favored in 11.
Yeah.
So, that's going to be an interesting game.
He has Florida State favored in 11 games as well.
He does. He sure does. Because I mean, they reload.
Really?
They reload. I guess the ACC.
Ooh, Ungele, they like him that much.
Yeah, I don't know what the rest of the ACC looks like, but yeah, he's got Boise favored in 11. That's not great if you're trying to make the playoffs. He has Liberty favored in 11. Yeah. That's not great if you're Texas State.
They
favored
suck. In 11. They got a crappy schedule.
Yeah,
though.
Appalachian State. So he's got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Non-power teams favored in 11 games this year, which I think those are going to be, you know, on paper, those are going to be the teams that you're contending with. You should, if you and Appalachian State win 11 games, you'll be in over them. No doubt about it. If you and Texas State both win 11 games, you'll be in over them.
Yep.
When it starts to get a little dicey is Boise State. You know, I think if Liberty and you both win 11, you're in over Liberty, I think.
Yeah.
But if you and Boise win 11, how do they determine that? Because, I mean, Boise State's league is going to come into play here. Because
it's a decent league, well, John.
What I don't know is with Washington State and Oregon State
yeah.
Are they going to count towards the rate, the metrics?
Hell yeah. It should count against your playoff ranker.
I mean, do we know for the league?
I'm going to just guess
the quality
it does.
Of
yeah.
The league, but it was a weird arrangement, though, Brad. It was a weird arrangement.
It's a split because they're in the Pac-2, and then they're in this Mountain West hybrid.
But it, like, does the Mountain West get? Even though they're playing Mountain West teams, I don't think they're a Mountain West team.
But I don't think that matters because it goes to strength of schedule, right?
It could, but I think there's a lot of combinations, right? Like your conference strength of right,
yes.
Is going to come into, and I don't think. Washington State is going to contribute to that.
But aren't they? They're playing it as a conference schedule, are they not?
I don't think so.
Washington?
I don't believe. I could be wrong. It's a scheduling deal, though. It's not. They're not
It's not part of a regular schedule because they're playing a bunch of non-conference.
Now, they'll still play them.
Yeah.
So it really may not matter.
Strength of schedule.
But, you know, that's going to be interesting. If Boise wins 11 and you win 11, I don't know.
But you're right. They do not have an exclusive deal with Washington or with these schools. They're just playing a bunch of them. Like, it filled up their schedule. So they'll go Portland State.
Right.
Like, this is Washington State. Texas Tech, they got Portland State, which is a cupcake. That's a bye game. But then they play Washington. They're still holding their rivalry game with Washington. and that's a non-conference now. San Jose State, Boise State, two conferences. Fresno State, three conferences. Washington is playing Hawaii. That's five conference games. San Diego State, six. You know, they're playing a full slate, John.
Yeah.
Utah State, New Mexico State, and then they play Oregon State as that old Pac-12 rivalry in Wyoming. So basically, yeah, I think the answer is yes. They are playing a Mountain West heavy schedule.
Yeah, it's definitely a deal. It's definitely like a handshake deal, but
it's
just
like seven or eight.
They're not official members. I don't know what the hell is going on.
It's a scheduled deal because they want that strength. The reason why the Mountain West did it is for this conversation.
Well,
they
yes.
want Boise to look like awesome.
Yes.
If they kick ass,
and the reason why Washington State is because they need games.
Yes,
they,
so it helps.
They didn't
both.
Get an invitation.
This really helps Boise. This is not great for Memphis that Boise gets these games.
If Oregon State and Washington State are good, I don't know on either of those teams. You know, I mean, Oregon State.
It'll be good for their conference opponents who are common opponents, but they're not playing. For example, Washington State, well, they play them on the 28th. Yeah, they do play them. So it'll be Washington State, Boise State on September 28th.
Was DJ at Oregon State last year, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Okay. Transferred to Florida State.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, Oregon State is going to be reloading. I mean, they're going to be reloading. I don't know how good they're going to be. So that's what a long way of saying, you know, hopefully Boise State loses more than one game. That's what I would say.
I think Memphis is a better team. That's just my opinion, and I'm not saying that as a Memphis.
And they played a year ago.
Yeah.
Obviously, Boise State got a huge lead, but they played a year ago.
Boise had a pretty good year for a team that fired their coach.
They did, and I think they just wanted to – they just felt like, hey, you know, we feel like we can do better.
Like, UNLV and Barry Odom had a historic year last year, and they got their ass kicked by Boise State last year in the conference championship.
Yeah. I think that's the – you know, They felt like this is as good a time as any because it's, you know, they just wanted to change.
Yeah.
And so I don't even know who their guy is. Who is the Boise State coach?
Good question.
I mean, these are, you know, obviously it's
Spencer Danielson.
I've never heard of him. Got to be honest. Never heard of him.
So he was interim coach who guided the Broncos to three consecutive wins in the Mountain West. They fired that dude mid-season. I forgot about that.
What I don't understand is
he's 35.
What I don't understand is firing the old coach, who was like Alvaros, I think, mm-hmm. Andy Alvaros, I think that's his name, and giving the just to give the job to the defensive coordinator and linebackers coach. I don't know. That just seems weird to me. Avalos is his name.
Yeah.
But he did go 3-1.
It's not Danielson? So Danielson was the interim, and then he's not doing it, I guess.
No, he's the he was the interim, and they gave him the job. Yeah, it's him. So I don't really.
He went 3-1.
I don't understand it. I can't really say I understand it, but I guess he won the conference championship.
Well, I can't understand why Dion fired his assistant coach and now he's the head coach at San Diego State. Like, there's some wild ass stuff that happens out west.
Yes, there is. But long story short, Sharp College Football Bettor has Memphis favored in 11 games. If they do that, they're going to be right there.
Do you like Memphis over Boise State in terms of the at large in the group of five?
I mean, are you telling me that they have the same record?
Yes. That would be a no. Now, if it's not the same record, you like Memphis in general, though.
Yeah, I do like Memphis in general. Yeah. I don't think that they would get the nod over Boise, though, in that scenario.
I got you.
I just don't. Let's look up Boise's schedule, what that would exactly entail, because I think that would sort of help us.
Win over Washington State's part of it.
It's definitely, they're at Oregon. I don't know. It's close.
Yeah,
though. It's close, man. They play. I mean, I think both Washington State, Oregon State might be the difference makers there, right? Like,
yep.
There's a lot of bad. I mean, Portland State, Hawaii, Nevada, San Jose State.
I bet they. But here's my guess.
San Diego State is a name. It's a brand.
If I'm looking at Brad's bets, which is Brad Richardson, is the dude's name?
Brad Powers.
So this Brad Powers cat. Like, if I had to pick which one's going to hold the 11, I would pick Memphis because. They're going to lose. Boise State's going to lose on the road to San Diego State or a UNLV. They're going to lose to Oregon probably. Like, they get Oregon State there at the end. Like, I'm pretty confident that they will not get to 11 wins.
And they may not. I'm just saying that this is just if they did.
If I'm looking at his bets though, if I had to pick out of Memphis and Boise State, I'm rolling with Memphis to be the 11 winner.
Yeah, I mean, the reason why, honestly, is because the teams that they play are worse.
Exactly.
And I think that kind of hurts the whole thing. It's like there's just no, I don't even know who the best team Memphis plays on their schedule next year.
I'll take it a step further. I think Memphis has got a shot at being Florida State, and I'm not the only one that thinks that. We saw what a disaster they were.
I think they can cover the number, but I don't know if they can win.
I'm excited that they get the opportunity to play Florida State. I'll just leave it at that.
I would rather not play Florida State and just go 12-0, man. I'd rather get like a patsy on there.
No, but if you're a Memphis fan, you want to get a crack at that at least and see what that looks like. Because it's not going to hurt you if you lose it. It's on the road.
I know, but it is a loss.
Yeah, I know.
It's a loss, man. It just hurts you because it's there.
Power 5 team, though. Like, they're supposed to be really good.
Yeah.
I don't know. If you're Memphis, you want to schedule those games.
You do. You definitely do. I mean, because you want to, like, you know, you want to make a case for the power leagues as well. Like,
that's right.
Hey, we're in the same class, you know, for sure. Arkansas is coming up.
Like, yeah.
You know, you want to do that. Although, I don't know if it's ever mattered in the past, if you've won those games.
Right.
I mean, Memphis beat Ole Miss, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, in 2015 or whatever it was, it didn't matter.
So, historically, we've already shown this.
Yeah. I mean, I think people, by and large, know that right. Memphis football is a brand that is in the same,
sure,
you know what I'm saying, vicinity of some power league teams. So I don't know that that there's anything necessarily super big to gain. But you know what? Take your shot at it. You got the game. That's important. Fans will get excited about it.
And fans are going to be fired up, man.
And, you know, I'm glad that we're still making decisions that include and involve the fans, because it seems like a lot of years we do not do that. And so that's one where I'll definitely be excited. But 11 games, the Memphis Tigers will be favoring, according to Brad Powers, which is exciting. Sets up for certainly an exciting year, no question. We'll turn it to professional when we get back. We'll talk a little NFL with Adam Chernoff, get his thoughts on the offseason, some teams that have been upgraded, downgraded, some regular season win totals, all that and more. Stick around. Jason and John, 92.5 FM. Yes.
A Kings Island Gold Pass is your ticket to unlimited visits this year and all through 2025. Make the park your own with access to 2 years of tricks and treats, Halloween Haunt, and Winterfest, plus an expanded Soak City featuring the all-new dual racing water coaster River Racers coming in 2025. All for our lowest price of the season. Just 10 payments of $9 after initial payment plus applicable taxes and fees. Hurry, price goes up September 3rd. Get your Gold Pass at visitkingsisland.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
This season, Instacart has your back to school. As in, they've got your back to school lunch favorites like snack packs and fresh fruit. And they've got your back to school supplies like backpacks, binders, and pencils. And they've got your back when your kid casually tells you they have a huge school project due tomorrow. Let's face it, we were all that kid. So first, call your parents to say, I'm sorry. And then download the Instacart app to get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes all school year long. Get a $0 delivery fee for your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Yeah. Adam Chernoff works over at Right Angle Sports, NFL handicapper, one of our favorites here on the show. Joined us last season throughout the NFL season, and we are certainly hoping to run that back again
as training camp is soon to get underway. He joins us now. Hello, Mr. Chernoff. How are we?
I'm doing fantastic. On a day of no sports, who better to call up than the guy who's always sitting in front of the computer looking at NFL stuff? So I'm glad I could fill in on such an important day in the calendar schedule for sports media.
That's right. Well, first of all, we have NBA Summer League action. Ask Ed. Ask Ed if that counts as sports. Ed will tell you that this is like just, it might as well be the week 8 in the NFL season, right? I mean, for right angle.
This is true.
might as well be week 8. And our Grizzlies are next. But you're right. Listen, in terms of the NFL, we miss it. The Receiver Netflix show has got me itching for it. And that's exactly why we brought you on. I want to go over some releases that you have already, and you and the team at Right Angle have already sent out. And these are full season, regular season win totals. So let's just sort of work in order here. And let's start with a number that is different. A number that is different to the good, which I know you're happy about, which is you released this way earlier in the summer. Carolina over 4.5 wins. I believe that's now 5.5 juice to the over at most spots. People would say you're crazy. Why do you believe that the Carolina Panthers are going to go over 4.5 wins?
I don't think it's crazy at all. I think this is a team that is extremely underestimated and undervalued coming into the 2024 season. Their win total last year was 7.5. Right now, as we're talking, it is 5.5. And I think it's good at over 5.5 up to -120. Couple things quickly. First of all, I think it's a big bounce back season for Bryce Young. He has Dave Canales coming in from Tampa Bay, and Dave Canales has a track record of reviving quarterbacks that have been written off for dead. He led Russell Wilson to his best career season in Seattle. He led Geno Smith to a season that eclipsed Russell Wilson's passing season in Seattle just a couple seasons ago. And then he led Baker Mayfield to a career year last year in the division with Tampa Bay. So I think the offensive reset, getting him as the head coach and now a modern offensive staff in Carolina, it's going to be a lot more analytically focused this year. It's a massive change from what they had in place last year. To me, with such low expectations, but such a boost in coaching staff, and such an upgrade at certain positions on the offensive roster, I'm very optimistic about Carolina in a very weak division as a whole, too. So over 5.5, still good with the Panthers.
Yeah, so just for transparency, the reason why I said over 4.5, it was very selfish because I had 4.5. So
that's a great bet.
I'm being very selfish. It was like I was 4.5 -135, which, you know, as you know, is a huge difference. But yes, you guys sent out over 5.5 +120. Obviously, the plus is gone, but the number is still the same, and it sounds like you believe that's still good. So certainly worth a bet. And I agree with you totally on Bryce. We saw what Dave did with Baker, so I am in full agreement here on the Carolina Panthers. All right, moving right along. This is not necessarily a win total. I guess maybe implicitly it's a win total, but it's a little different. Chargers with first-year coach Jim Harbaugh taking over there in L.A. to make the playoffs is a no for Right Angle Sports. What's the logic here?
A bit of internal back and forth to get to the no on this one, which was sent out. So it wasn't an entirely consensus wager like the Carolina Panthers were, but there was more for this bet than there were against it. I'll say the case for it was simply that the AFC is so deep and the expectations on the Chargers are quite high, especially for an offense that beyond Justin Herbert, there's not a lot here. Now, they're certainly going to be a lot better coached than they were a year ago with Brandon Staley. I think you have to be very optimistic about Harbaugh. Everywhere he's went, he's won. But in this year one, with the high expectations, such a popular side, and everybody's expecting him to do great things, just there was a lot of worry internally just looking at other contenders in the AFC, how deep the entire conference is, and how difficult the schedule for the Chargers is going to play. So it was a price that was too high, came down to the number that was available, and we thought the no was a better bet than the yes.
That'll be a very interesting one to watch. And a couple more here that I think all these are just super interesting and super fascinating, and I just love to hear your logic on them. And these are, you know, the best bets you can obviously make right now. You don't want to be making week one bets before training camp. I mean, you can, but I don't think I would advise that. You have the Denver Broncos under 5.5. Quarterback regime change here when they draft Bo Nix. We'll see if he's the guy. Is that sort of baked into the? Are you expecting Bo Nix to be the starter at under 5.5? Like, what are just your expectations for the Broncos to go under this number?
Sean Payton certainly sounds like he wants Bo Nix to be the starter. I think it was a consensus reach by all of the draft experts that I trust for the Broncos taking him when they did. So I think you have to be very pessimistic about that. I have no faith on either side of the ball for this roster. I think it's one of the weakest in the NFL. I think the Broncos as a whole are going to contend for the worst record in the NFL. I worry that Peyton is able to get much out of this team. I think it's a rebuild and kind of scramble year as the Broncos look forward. And so, to me, I also see some defensive regression on the other side. They were gifted a ton of easy turnovers in some of their wins last year, and you lose some key pieces on that side of the football as well. So I think it's a terrible year for the Broncos fans. I think it's going to be a team that competes for the worst record in the league, all things under for Denver going into 2024.
Talking to Adam Turnoff here from Right Angle Sports as we are gearing up soon enough for NFL action, preseason coming up, and that's always a good time of year if you are wagering. So certainly get with the good folks at Right Angle Sports for their preseason stuff coming up here very soon. A couple more here. Dallas Cowboys, under 10.5, I believe that number was -150. I don't know what it is now, but that was the number, under 10.5, -150. Why will this not be a banner year for the Dallas Cowboys franchise?
So we'll kind of have two tied together here, yes. But it won't be a banner year for the franchise, I think, ultimately because of Mike McCarthy at head coach, as well as a few of the other pieces on this team that seem to be in a little bit of limbo. We've already seen some oddities going into the off season where you have Parsons in and out of the team. Lamb is not around the team. Dak has been doing some travel as well. I know everybody loves to point fingers at my Jets and how dysfunctional they are, but there's been nothing but dysfunction from the Cowboys team the entire off season, and that's kind of going a little bit under the radar. There was this push. They wanted to go all in the off season. This was the all in year for them. And they did next to nothing in the offseason, too. This is going to be the worst offensive line that has been on the field in the tenure of Dak Prescott with the team. And there's just not a lot of depth past Lamb and Cooks as weapons. And so, to me, it's just a coach that continuously gets out-coached in big games down the stretch. There's now a bit of a spat between him and Jerry Jones. It's a high total. It's a high expectation. And there's another team in this division I think we'll talk about next that we're very, very high on. So this was kind of an easy fade of the Cowboys at 10.5 wins.
Yeah, and you're right. It's a total correlation because you guys then promptly sent out Philadelphia Eagles over 10.5 wins. And obviously that makes total sense because they're in the same division. I think you guys sent that out at -110. What's it good to, and why are you guys in love with the Eagles this year?
That would be good up to around -140 if you want to look at division odds. Anything even money or better would be good on Philadelphia too. Don't see Washington or the Giants contending. It's down to Philly and Dallas. So just take a look around at your sports books if you want to get in on it. You can see some division odds and different ways to play this. Optimism for Philadelphia just stems from the fact that they actually have, as I'll call it, adult coaching at offensive and defensive coordinator this year. Last year they went through the coordinator change. We saw the team quit down the stretch. It was an electric first 10 weeks of the season. The offense was clicking. But we saw just how big of a detriment that coaching situation was on both sides of the football. Kellen Moore is in. That means up-tempo. That means more huddle. Everything I'm hearing and reading in camp so far is how great Jalen Hurts has looked, how dominant A.J. Brown has been. You add in Saquon Barkley, who's going to be a big impact. Can probably see him get 70 to 80 targets this season. So I really like this offense, and defensively they address their big weakness at defensive back. That's going to be sorted. We know they have a great defensive line. To me, this is a team that I think can contend for the NFC title. I think they win the division. They go over their win total. like a lot things about the Philadelphia Eagles this year.
Makes sense. We're talking to Adam Chernoff from Right Angle Sports, talking all things NFL and NFL handicapping. You put out a great tweet last week or 2 weeks ago just about the average 2023 closing line next to the average of the 2024 look-ahead lines now that we're in July. And certainly, you know, some teams have made quarterback changes, which explains pretty drastic moves. Like the Jets, for example, their average closing line last year was plus 3.7. That was because Zach Wilson was the starter. And obviously every, you know, average look ahead for 24 is minus 2.25 because that's factoring in Aaron Rodgers. I'm looking, though, specifically at Cincinnati, which is basically the same, you know, bringing back every piece. And they go from an average closing line of minus 0.6 to minus 3.25 with the look-aheads in 2024. So is that the most drastic? And do you think it's deserved to be as drastic as that is, a full field goal, basically?
Yeah, that's the most drastic upgrade past the Jets, which really skews a lot of the AFC East as a whole. A good thing to kind of think about as a bettor is looking at where a team was rated last year. Easy way to do that is to look at the average closing line, like you mentioned, and then compare it to how they're rated this year. Again, you just compare the look-ahead average prices. A very simplistic way to do it. You kind of say who's overvalued, who's undervalued. And typically with Cincinnati, where you see basically a field goal upgrade, you're more often than not looking at reasons why they would be overrated rather than underrated. But I actually think the Bengals still might be a little bit underrated, even with the price jump. And the big reason is because we are going to see an offensive change. Last year in training camp, the expectation was that the shift would happen, but Burrow got injured. And the shift was really driven around Burrow being under center more,
right,
that making the offense less predictable, opening up the run game and allowing the Bengals to operate a little bit more out of heavy personnel, where the few times that Burrow's been able to do it, he's been very effective. But because of the calf injury, they had to leave him in shotgun, and he was kind of a sitting duck in the pocket. Now, we saw a glimpse of what that offense could look like against the 49ers. That was the game, really, yep, where Burrow was healthy. Now, this year, it's going to be really Burrow's first full training camp of his career, believe it or not, if he can stay healthy. And we have a new offensive coordinator pitcher in to run the offense, and it sounds like there's going to be a lot of changes. And so even with the increase, I could say the Bengals underrated just because of how big of a offensive change we might see. The Bengals are going to be really, really scary if they stay healthy on offense.
I want to go through a couple of things that bets that I've been turning over, and just to sort of, you know, I'm basically going to, you know, this is free consultation here, Adam, and I appreciate
it. That's why I'm here for. Yes. The doctor's in.
This is really just for me. I'm sort of just masking it as for the audience, but I'm staring. I'm absolutely staring at Indianapolis 3-1 to win the AFC South. And obviously the negatives, you know, are really centered around Anthony Richardson's health. He hasn't really shown that anything. He hasn't shown that he can be healthy for a full year, but that's why I'm getting 3-1 and I'm not having to lay a minus. I saw, and you saw, what Gardner Minshew looked like in a Shane Steichen offense last year. They were a dropped fourth down, you know, fourth and two from going to the playoffs and keeping CJ Stroud out. What do you make of the value at 3-1 for the Colts here to win the South?
I don't know if I necessarily see it as a valuable price. I think it's probably a fair price. I will say if Richardson stays healthy for 17 games, he will be in the MVP discussion at the end of December. I think he's too explosive a playmaker with too great of a play caller if given the opportunity to make it through a whole season, not to do something pretty special. And that's going to be something that is very difficult for the rest of the league to defend. I'm really, really high on Shane Steichen as a head coach and a play caller. And the fact that it came down to a dropped pass with under 2 minutes to play in the final game of the season against the Texans of making the playoffs with Gardner Minshew, I think speaks volumes. So,
yes,
their entire season, this division, ultimately comes down to the health of Richardson and can he make it. And that's a scary thing to bet on because of how willing a runner he is and how much he puts himself in harm's way. So a lot of variance with that, but I don't know if it's necessarily just a valuable pick because of that upside.
35-1 then for MVP, you think would be a better place to
You take a flyer on that. Yeah. You put it in the account. I think he's going to be in contention in that conversation if he stays healthy.
And then last thing, interesting little opinion you slid in here about the Buffalo offense, which I honestly have not seen many people say this. But you said even though Stephon Diggs plays in Houston now and even though Gabe Davis has moved on, you like the offense and you don't see a drop-off for Josh Allen in Buffalo. Why is that? Why do you think that they will, you know, basically be the same offense despite losing those two guys?
I really don't think it's a drop-off. I think the Bills are still going to contend to be a top 5 to 6 offense in the NFL. It's because of Josh Allen. It's because of the run game. And the interesting thing that's starting to come out a little bit more from camp when you're talking to reporters and beyond is how athletic the offensive line has become despite some departures. And I think we're going to see the Bills with Brady as the offensive coordinator really lean on the run game and get a lot from it. And that
a Kings Island Gold Pass is your ticket to unlimited visits this year and all through 2025. Make the park your own with access to 2 years of tricks and treats, Halloween Haunt, and Winterfest, plus an expanded Soak City featuring the all-new dual racing water coaster River Racers coming in 2025. All for our lowest price of the season. Just 10 payments of $9 after initial payment plus applicable taxes and fees. Hurry, price goes up September 3rd. Get your Gold Pass at visitkingsisland.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.